But first, last year, hundreds of concerned citizens crowded Mesa's city council meeting to voice their opposition to a contract the city was about to enter into with CoreCivic, the private prison company formerly known as the Corrections Corporation of America.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
But despite the crowd's opposition, Mesa Mayor John Giles and the majority of the city council voted for the new contract, which Giles called jail reform that would save the city money in light of rising booking costs.
But now another major Arizona city is going in the exact opposite direction. And the show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on that. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So the Tucson City Council voted unanimously last week to adopt a resolution that prohibits contracting with private for-profit prison companies like CoreCivic or Geo Group is another one. It's a move that comes on the heels of the Pima County Board of Supervisors passing a similar resolution as well. And it's an important message to send, according to Vice Mayor Paul Cunningham. I got a hold of him earlier this morning to talk more about why Tucson wanted to go in this direction and what exactly the resolution will accomplish.
This resolution allows Tucson to not be locked into a scenario where the correctional function within our program isn't done by a private company. In other words, no one's going to make a buck off of incarcerations. And that shouldn't be what incarcerations do. Remember, it's called the Department of Corrections, not the Department of Punishment. And people forget about that. This is a rehabilitative function. It should be handled as such. It shouldn't be handled or driven by the bottom line. We've gotten away from that in our country, where everyone's so driven by the bottom line and they're so driven by profits over people that we forget what we're here to do. And government functions isn't about the bottom line. Government functions is to do things and do them right. And I think that was the driving motivation behind this resolution for me. I'd like to see us continue with the way we're going right now, which is contracting through both Santa Cruz and Pima County for our correctional function. But if we do ever go to a city jail model, we're going to do it the right way, and we're going to do it as a function of government.
Right, right. Pima County also passed a similar resolution recently. Like you said, other cities around the country are doing the same thing. Is this largely symbolic at this point, though, since you as a city do not contract with currently with a private prison company?
Well, it's symbolic in that point, but it also is supposed to drive policy if we ever do our own jail system within mm-hmm. the city. And that's kind of the idea behind it. It's supposed to drive that policy later on or in the future. I'm not sure if we'll ever go to a model in which we have our own city jail. I think that would it's hard to predict the future, but I do know that incarceration costs are very high. And they're very high because we have a high percentage of people incarcerated. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when you look at it, we have people that are incarcerated who may have run into some bad luck with drugs, may have some mental health issues, or may have some other issues in which it's a temporary setback for them. And by keeping them incarcerated, though the private company makes money off them being incarcerated, we don't rehabilitate them. We don't help their families. We don't even give them a chance. And I'm not saying that everybody who's incarcerated is innocent, or everybody that's incarcerated shouldn't be there. I mean, we certainly have a lot of people in this country who should be incarcerated for whatever offense they've been convicted of. And I'm not saying that's not the case. But we also have a contingent of people, a large contingent, who've been incarcerated. And they'd probably be better off in alternatives to incarceration, perhaps like electronic monitoring or homebound or probation. This resolution is set up so that we didn't close the door on possibly privatizing those functions for our court, mm-hmm. only because we can't set up an entire bureaucracy, an entire other branch of our government without a proper funding source.
Sure.
We wanted to make this resolution as pragmatic as possible and as transparent and honest as possible. So the driving force is, yes, to understand that corrections, because it's corrections and not punishment, is a government function, but also a function of helping people be at their best. We wanted this resolution to also reflect that we're not closed-minded enough to close the door on anything, and there are situations where a contract could be warranted, but it's again, not what we want to drive our policy.
Sure, sure. This is, of course, in stark contrast to what the city of Mesa did here in the Valley last year. They hired CoreCivic in their jails. They said they were doing that to save money. Is that not a concern for Tucson going forward? Is that something that you would never want to consider?
Every government wants to save money. And when you do a cost analysis, you can find out whether or not it'll save money. I'm sure that, Mesa, or I'm sure that CoreCivic will commission a study at some point and brag about how much money they saved the taxpayers. But I bet you anything I can find another city that after other considerations that it doesn't necessarily save money for the taxpayers. And so, and instead, more of the money goes into one person's pocket. So I'd probably say that, or I do say that I reject the idea that we're not going to save money from this resolution. I think that is, that's like saying, what happens if what hasn't happened yet doesn't happen? So I just don't think that's the notion I can entertain at this time.
All right. Paul Cunningham, Vice Mayor of Tucson, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Have a great day.